Well, Hillsdale College is rolling up its sleeves and digging in against the University of Missouri over a $5 million endowment that the University of Missouri got back in a will back in 2002 from a wealthy individual. Hillsdale says that Missouri was required to use the money in a specific way, and if it did not, the money would be redirected to Hillsdale College. And they say they're not doing it right, and so Hillsdale College going to court on this. Robert Norton, the general counsel for Hillsdale, and this $5 million. Bob, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Always good to have you here. So lay out the facts of the case and Hillsdale's position, if you would, please.
All right. Well, I think really the focus should be on Sherlock Hitt. He was a donor who gave money to not just to Hillsdale, but to University of Missouri and to some other schools. Very successful man, very intelligent man. And he knew of the problem that sometimes when donors give away money after they're long gone, in this case he passed away, as you point out, 2002, the money stops being used in the way that the donor wanted the money to be used. So he set up this rather ingenious plan where the schools have to check in with Hillsdale and, among other things, sign off that they are still, in this case, articulate and dedicated disciples of the Austrian School of Economics. So when that didn't happen with University of Missouri, quite frankly, we're a reluctant plaintiff. So it isn't as though aggressive Hillsdale wants to go grab money from another school. We'd really tried to work things out with them. We had been taking them at their word that they were doing what they told the donor they'd do. And when we had further and further investigation and discussions, we reluctantly realized that we had agreed that in the event somebody just stops doing it, we're supposed to take the appropriate actions to make sure the donor's money is used the right way.
So you're the gatekeeper. You are the person in charge of the estate, of the trust, if you will. You're the trustee to make sure that things are done in accordance with the will of the decedent, in this case, Sherlock Hibbs. And so if the University of Missouri doesn't follow what his wishes were, Hillsdale would then receive the money, would they not?
That's right. That is the way it goes. And quite frankly, Dr. Arne, you know, has said he kind of wishes that isn't the case because we don't want to look like we're a money-grabbing institution here suing other schools. As he puts it, there's a thousand reasons why we don't want to have to be suing other schools and universities. But in this case, again, the very intelligent Mr. Hibbs said, who better to be this gatekeeper than Hillsdale College, where, you know, the library of von Mises is stored and where people are really grounded in this particular economic thought. I'm going to appoint you guys to make sure everybody stays in line, and I'm going to count on you that in the event that this goes south.
Let me ask you this. Here's the big question. The big question is this, and that is, what is Missouri doing or not doing that puts them in violation? Because I'm sure you gave them an opportunity to correct their behavior. That'd be normal, right? But what are they doing or not doing that puts you in this position that you say you have no alternative but to file suit?
It's very easy. They are not doing any teaching in this regard at all, really, to speak of. Far from being articulate and dedicated disciples, you sort of shake it out by the ankles, and they're not doing any teaching along these lines. They haven't published any papers. They don't have any professors that are from the School of Economics. So they had one at the time of Mr. Hibbs' passing, and unfortunately that professor has gone somewhere else. And so far, the discovery we've taken, there's emails with the dean of the business school and others saying, you know, we got to swallow hard and accept this money. We're going to kind of find a way to change what this literally says to something that we find more palatable. So they just really weren't on board with doing what the donor wanted. So as another school did, they should have just said, no, thank you. We aren't planning to teach this. We thank him for his kind intentions and let the money, in that case, would have gone immediately to Hillsdale.
So, okay, so what
said,
school
no, we're going to do it.
What school declined the money on the front end?
Well, the one school that declined it that I know of, and I'm not an expert on his estate, but one school happened to be in the country of Turkey, where for some reason he had a connection and a love. And they said, gee, this is really great that he offers us this money, but we don't know how we're going to be able to teach this, so we better not take the money.
Sure. I find it interesting in reading about your case here that one of the people on your team is a former Missouri Governor Jay Nixon. That's kind of an interesting twist on things now, isn't it?
Well, we, you know, Hillsdale, we have all kinds of friends in different positions. But yes, you wouldn't normally think he would be aligned with us. But I think he's a good attorney, and He doesn't like it when people don't follow a donor's wishes, and that's pretty simple. That's kind of black-letter law. If you say you're going to do something, you have to do it.
So, okay, so where do we go from here? Where are we in the process? Because, I mean, this is a big deal. I like Mr. Hibbs' approach as well, because oftentimes, as you point out, a few years pass, people forget about what the obligations were, they don't pay attention, but Hillsdale paid attention because you had the legal obligation, you took it seriously, I'm glad you did. But where are we in the process, and what do you expect the outcome to be?
Well, I would hope that that reason will prevail, and they'll realize they aren't teaching this, and they'll turn the money over to Hillsdale, and we'll do our best to continue to honor Mr. Hibbs' memory and to do what he wants done. Where we are in the process is that it's being moved from one court to another. We had brought a lawsuit in St. Louis County because of the contract terms, if you will. And they have restyled this and said it's really all about a probate and a trust, and that's fine. In either event, you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do with the money. So now the jurisdiction of the matter has been moved to a probate court where the university is housed, and I'm hopeful the court will do the appropriate thing and see that the terms of the trust were not met.
So far, however, it doesn't seem that the University of Missouri has cut a check for $5 million to Hillsdale. Robert Norton here, a general counsel for Hillsdale College. So they haven't done that at this point. Obviously, they have their own attorneys that work for the university for a variety of reasons. How long has this been going on? Do you expect them to say, you know what, we're not following what he said, we'll just give you the money? Is that really a possibility?
One would hope so. It's done. You know, in my past at the Bradley Foundation, there were times the money's offered to people by way of a grant or otherwise, and when they look at the terms, they say, well, you know, actually, we're not going to do this. So it's not impossible, and it's what actually is supposed to be done. So it's not really all that remarkable or extraordinary that if somebody offers you money to do something and you say, well, I'm not going to do that, then the obvious answer is to say, no, thank you.
Right. Do you anticipate that? So far, the University of Missouri hasn't. How long ago did you file the lawsuit?
Oh, it's been about a year ago. I don't have the exact date of filing, but it's been winding its way along. And before that, we had discussions. And again, as I said before that, we had hoped they were going to, you know, fulfill their commitments. So it was 2014. They were supposed to have sent us their dedication to these principles. And when that didn't occur, we started some, you know, conversations and dialogue. And I even traveled down there saying, look, can't we just get this resolved? Can't you just move forward? But unfortunately, to no avail.
So,
I hope that they will eventually do that. Yes.
But it's been 5 years since the conversation started at any rate. So I don't anticipate, and I don't think you do either at this point, Robert, that it's going to go away quietly. Tell me where we go from here. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I just hope, I think that Mr. Hibbs may be setting a model that other donors are going to follow, that it is remarkable in his case that he prevented happening what often happens. And we did take our role seriously. We were put in this role, and I'm hopeful that the University of Missouri will see the light and will decide that there's nothing here really to fight about. They don't want to do what the donor wanted done.
Fair enough. Robert Norton, General Counsel, Hillsdale College, taking on a much bigger University of Missouri, for not doing what they agreed to do to take $5 million. We'll stay up on the case, too. Keep us informed, Bob. Greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me on.
There you have it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing, or online at WyckoffWellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Savings.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.